This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Donald Trump has been campaigning in New Hampshire today. Trade, once again, was the focus of his remarks. Mr. Trump has been clear about how he feels about this country's southern border, but Mexico has a southern border of its own, which is also of interest to the United States. The U.S. is spending millions of dollars to help Mexico secure its porous border with Guatemala, yet a thriving black market in oil, food, and weapons exists. Marfa Public Radio's Lauren Madelon went down to have a look around.
To set the scene, let's go to the Mexican side of the river that separates it from Guatemala, Rio Suchiate.
Cucho!
We're on a raft, one of dozens that ferries people and goods back and forth all day.
Corn, beans, rice, oil, eggs.
Commodities that cross this border, unregistered, no taxes, a floating black market of underpriced goods.
Man, it's too important. It's too important. Because a lot of people eat from this job.
That's Carlos Mejia, deported, he says, from Maryland 6 months ago. His rafts go under a legal border crossing, a bridge that spans the river.
Any of these days, police or the government try to come and close this, this is going to be a big trouble.
That's unlikely. It's widely believed that police get a cut of the action. Mejia has the arms of an athlete from lifting cargo, human beings, packages he doesn't know the contents of, onto his raft. And that is one sound of commerce between Mexico and Guatemala, the sound of recently hatched chickens flailing away in a cage that's just been brought to this Guatemalan river town from Mexico. This is El Carmen, Guatemala, an official border crossing with a bridge that links both sides. Yet the vast majority of imports from Mexico cross on the river below that bridge, and authorities in both countries turn a blind eye. Back on the Mexican side, I'm driving with Benjamin Lopez Santiago. He lives beside the border. He says more than food and clothes are moving here. From a .22 caliber to an AK-47, you can get weapons here.
Economica y de calidad.
Good quality at a good price. He says there's a colloquial name here for this kind of illegal trade, the ant trade.
El contrabando hormiga, que se llama.
But he says it's more like an elephant, given the volume.
Es un elefante.
All this takes place as Washington's committed at least $100 million to help Mexico tighten its border with Guatemala. That after unprecedented numbers of unaccompanied children from Central America arrived on the U.S. border in 2014. But clearly, there are holes on that border. It's easy to enter Mexico illegally, says this Mexican immigration agent. She agreed to speak if her identity weren't revealed for fear of retribution from her superiors. She arrived in uniform, showed her credentials, and arrived with a trusted go-between. We don't have the resources to seal the border, she said. The U.S. has raised objections that Mexico hasn't stopped the river traffic, says Adam Isaacson at the Washington Office on Latin America, a research group.
There are some pretty fundamental disagreements right now about how deeply the Mexicans want the United States involved in the southern border.
And Isaacson says the river is a perfect example.
There's sensitivity about anything that looks like the gringos coming down and telling them what to do. If there was less sensitivity about that, there wouldn't be rafts still crossing the river right now because the Americans have made very clear their alarm about that.
And Carlos Mejia, the man we met on the raft, he says governments may be upset, but that here economy trumps politics. People need to survive.
It's not only 100 people work here. It's thousands of people.
And he says people love the status quo. An unpatrolled river saving time and a lot of money. In Tapachula, Mexico, I'm Lorne Madelon for Marketplace.